School districts throughout Utah are creating new policies to put an end to lunch shaming for students who haven't paid overdue fees. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Back in 2014, there was an incident at Uinta Elementary School in Salt Lake City that got a lot of news attention.
30 elementary-aged children had their lunch trays snatched from them and their food thrown out.
This is a story that aired on ABC4 Utah.
How dare they take food away from children, and then especially if they're just going to throw it away.
Rachel and Jeff Bissiger, some of
the students had outstanding lunch fees that hadn't been paid. Salt Lake City School District eventually apologized and have since changed their approach, along with many other Utah districts, including Canyons and South Salt Lake County.
When kids come to the lunchroom and they want something to eat because they're hungry, you know, we want to err on the side of making sure that they have that good food.
Jeff Haney is the spokesperson for Canyon School District and says that the news back in 2014 inspired a new approach from them. They now allow any student to eat lunch regardless of having payment. When there is an outstanding charge, they reach out to the student's parents on a weekly basis until it's paid.
We also want to do a full court press, so to speak, on making sure people in the community know how they can apply for free and reduced price lunches.
These procedures are currently being written into a district-wide policy. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has asked all school districts countrywide to create similar policies to address feeding students with unpaid fees, with a proposed deadline of July 1st this year. Lee Hale, KUER News.